Blog Talk Radio.
The heaviest thing John Jameson carried to Dublin was his family motto, Sine Metu, without fear. It was quite a load for one man to shoulder. In 1780, it took a bit of courage to open a distillery, plus a healthy supply of barley. Only a man who knows fear can truly be brave. Luckily for us, that man also made whiskey.
So glad you're here.
And luckily for John Jameson, Dublin wasn't going to let him do it alone. Our family motto, Sine Metu, means without fear. Welcome to the family.
Live on air.
All right, everybody. Hey, hey, this is your girl, Chinchilla, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. And tonight is a special show. It is, first of all, today is Easter. For those of you that celebrate Easter, today is Easter Sunday. Well, it was Easter Sunday, and it still is Easter Sunday. Some people call it Resurrection Day. So it's all of that stuff. And also, it is Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Modo's birthday, his 58th birthday. And this is actually his very first birthday in 35 years that he does not have a wrongful criminal record. So his record was expunged on February 17th. So now this is his first birthday celebrating without a record, which is so very awesome. And I think it's worthwhile celebrating with him today and honoring him on his birthday today. And before we get started with the show tonight, and, you know, there didn't have any intro for you guys tonight or anything like that, but we're going to get right into a little bit of news first, and then we're going to start taking some callers that are calling in tonight to wish Vincent a happy birthday. And the first bit of news that we're going to start off with right now, and people just bear with us because this is News Forum, so I'm starting off with news as I usually do, and tonight, we're going to start off with coronavirus news, and because, why? Well, everybody, the coronavirus is still here. It has not gone anywhere. In fact, the coronavirus right now is on the rise, and sad to say, but it is definitely rising. The numbers are escalating, and it's just a shame because the vaccine has really done absolutely nothing to curtail the coronavirus. It hasn't done nothing to slow it down or anything like that. And as I said a couple months ago, that people were going to become lax. And yes, they have. And now the numbers are almost going through the roof again, with so many countries now experiencing really tremendous surges in their cases. And right now, of course, the United States of America, we are still the epicenter for this coronavirus pandemic. We are the country with the most infections as well as the most coronavirus deaths out of 219 infected countries worldwide. The United States of America is numero uno. Right now, we have 31,420,331 coronavirus infections, and we have 568,777 coronavirus deaths in the United States of America. Brazil is second with 12,984,956 infections, 331,530 deaths. India is third, 12,587,920 infections and 165,132 coronavirus deaths. And next is France. They're number four. Fifth is Russia. Then it's the United Kingdom, Italy, Turkey, Spain, and Germany make up your top 10 infected countries worldwide. Now, the really interesting thing with this is the United States, we're still number one. We took over that spot last year, And it was around this same time that we took over the number one spot, and we remained number one. And we're still number one, everybody. However, other countries, they have made it to the top 10 and left. Some have come back. Some have made it to the top five and made it out of the top five all the way down to being number 20 and 21, but back in the top five again, like France, for instance. France is now number four. France had made it all the way down to number 13, but they're number four now. Germany had made it all the way down to number 22. Now they're back in the top 10 with the number 10 spot. Italy was in the top five before. They're now number seven, and they were like number 12 once upon a time, but they're back up again. And all of these other countries, United Kingdom, number six now, Russia is number five, and, you know, all of these countries that are surging and soaring. And right now, worldwide, we have 23 countries with over 1 million coronavirus infections. And Canada just made it to the 1 million club yesterday. They have 1,003,988 coronavirus infections in Canada. And, you know, it's just such a shame. But these countries are just soaring out of control. Like, let's look at India. Today, India had 103,793 new infections today. That's today alone on a Sunday. Yesterday, it had 92,998. And Brazil continues to have really high cases, over 50,000 cases a day. Last week, they were like 89, 90, 91,000 a day. In the United States, we're back up again. We're experiencing like 70,000-something cases each day now. And, you know, it's just sad. Worldwide right now, 131,897,288 coronavirus infections. Death toll worldwide, 2,865,513 coronavirus deaths worldwide. And, you know, this is just so sickening, and I am sick and tired of the coronavirus. I wish it would just leave and stay gone so that things could get back to normal. But will things ever get back to normal, people? I don't think so, because, you know, it's just out of hand. It's too far out of hand, and, you know, it's more out of hand than the government probably thought that it would get. So it's just a shame that this virus is here and that it was created. It is here, and it's here. It seems like to stay. No matter what kind of vaccine you get, you're still going to get the virus, everybody. You're still going to get the virus. It does not protect you from any virus at all. In fact, it's making people get the virus. So why are you getting it? Why are you getting the vaccine? It's not helping. It's making things worse. California is the epicenter in the United States of America with 3,680,061 infections. Then it's Texas, Florida, New York is number four. Then it's Illinois, Georgia, Pennsylvania has now moved up to the number seven spot. Then it's Ohio, New Jersey, and North Carolina make up your top 10 states in the United States of America with the most coronavirus infections. Then in Pennsylvania, of course, Philadelphia is still the epicenter and will remain the epicenter in the state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's just a shame. It just upsets me every time, you know, when I look at these numbers and think about, you know, if measures were taken in the beginning of this pandemic, we would not be where we are right now. Philadelphia, 130,974 coronavirus infections. Philadelphia does not report on the weekends. They didn't even report on Friday this week. And I guess Philadelphia's pretty much a shame because the numbers are escalating again because they had 717 infections in one day. And, you know, and so now they're like ashamed to say that the numbers are upticking again. They went all the way down to like having 100 something and 200 something new infections a day. Back now to having 500, 600, 700 infections a day. And tomorrow it will more than likely be about 2,000 total infections tomorrow because it's going to be a compilation of Friday, Saturday, and today. And so it very well may be 2,500 new infections. But people, please, continue to wear your mask. Continue to practice social distancing, physical distancing. And if things continuously open up in your state, you do not have to go to those establishments. Like all these restaurants, a lot of them now are able to have 50% capacity, some 75% capacity if they self-certify, you know, and all kinds of things like this. It's just not safe, people, because people are still walking around infected. There's still asymptomatic people out here that are walking around not knowing that they're infected, but they're infecting everyone they come in contact with. So nothing has really changed. The only thing that has changed is that these governors are starting to allow everything to open up, which is making it more easy for the coronavirus to spread. And with all of the new variants and strains that are out here, it's spreading faster now, people. And people are still being hospitalized. People are still dying. So be safe. Don't be foolish. Be wise and prevent your demise. Now, we have other news. DMX is in the hospital. And, you know, unfortunately, he's been having a bout with some health issues. And now people, a lot of people are saying that he OD'd and he's in the hospital now because of an overdose. Then there are other people that are saying, no, it wasn't an overdose. He had heart failure. But then those that say, oh, well, his heart failed because he OD'd. So, well, we really don't know what happened, but all people can do is speculate. And so I'm not going to say DMX OD'd, and, you know, because I don't know whether that's a fact or not. So I'm not going to say that he did, but I do know he is in the hospital fighting for his life right now. He is on a ventilator, and, you know, keep him and his family in your prayers. And I just pray that he does recover. He has a lot of great music out there, and I just pray that he does recover. So I'm not going to go into speculation. I hate speculators. I like to have facts. So I don't have all the facts as to why he is in the hospital, so I will not put that out there. Okay. So now that's DMX. And those of you that don't know who DMX is, he is a very well-known rapper who's been around, oh, wow, forever. And he has a lot of great music. One of his songs I like is, what is it, Whoop, There It Is. Whoop, There It Is. Whoop, There It Is. And I often play that on my Here to Your Health radio show. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite songs from him or by him. And he's awesome. And, you know, even when rappers and or anybody, you know, we know that there are a lot of rappers. There are a lot of celebrities in general that are not rappers, but singers and actors and sports people as well that do drugs. A lot of you listening right now do drugs. You smoke weed, and some of you snort cocaine. Some of you shoot up. Some of you take uppers and downers and, you know, all different types of things that people are into. Some of you drink a lot. So who are we to really judge someone else and what they're doing? But, you know, those of you that you have your vices and, you know, you have your skeletons in your closets and everything as well. And everyone has some skeletons. And so we don't need to bash anybody. But right now, DMX needs your prayers. He needs all of our prayers. So pray for DMX, everybody, that he will recover from this. All right. Now, we're going to talk about a couple other things, and then we're going to get into talking about the historical exoneree, Vincent Moto. But I do have a couple other things to talk about tonight. We want to talk about these. Now, here's the thing. Okay, science. Science. The movies that we watch, and I often tell you all that things that happen in movies are things that are actually happening and that have happened and have been happening, but people don't really know about it. But then when a movie comes out, it's supposed to be fictional, and a lot of times those movies are actually things that have actually happened that have been hush-hush, and somebody decided to make a movie about it and call it a fiction movie or science fiction. But anyway, the scientists now, listen, they have taken skin cells and created an embryo from skin cells. Now, Does that sound like cloning to you? Because it sounds like cloning to me. Okay, if you can take skin cells and make those skin cells turn into an embryo and see how that embryo grows and studies that, the growth of the embryo, and as it turns into a fetus, oh, my gosh. So, you know, this is something that is just so mind-boggling because they're doing this, and now they're actually talking about what they're doing because they've been cloning for a while now, but they have not been admitting it. But now, finally, they're even talking about it, but they're not calling it cloning. But that is what cloning is, okay, creating a person. And now who knows whose skin cells were used for these embryos? I mean, who did they clone? So this is all kinds of stuff that has been going on within our government forever. And now they're talking about it. They even have a robot now that they have fabricated or put together through nanotechnology and all kinds of other things. And this robot is now a person. All kinds of stuff, people, that the government is doing right under our eyes. And the more we concentrate on nonsense stuff that they put out there, the more stuff they're going to have that just pop up and we'll be like, whoa, when did this happen or when did this come about? And they're doing it while we're concentrating our energies on other stuff. But we need to be looking at all of the things that the government is doing right now. And, you know, a lot of y'all are not really worried because you say, oh, well, Biden's in office now. He's a Democrat. It doesn't matter. He's still human. Okay? He is still human. You know, to me, Republican, Democrat, liberal, and the Tea Party, or whatever, they're still all human. Okay? And that's all I need to say. He's still human. And, you know, he's done some things that were okay. Okay? He's done some things not so okay. But that's what is to be expected from a president. Okay? Everything they do, everyone's not going to be in agreement with. Everything that they don't do, people are not going to be in agreement with. So, you know, that's all about being a president. And unfortunately, there is no perfect one. And we just have to look at what's going on. But it's a lot that's going on in this government, people. And, you know, I don't have a time to talk about everything that's going on in the government, but so many things are happening that we need to stay up on. Do your research as far as what's going on right now in Congress, what's going on in your own state, because some of you don't even know what's going on in your own state, and you should. You should always know what's happening in your own state, where you live, what's happening. You need to know these things. So try to stay abreast as to what's going on in your state. Now, during the pandemic, we know that a lot of bars and restaurants have closed down and all that stuff permanently. But now, you know, today, there's always a lot of talk about LGBTQ, you know, lesbians, gays, trans, queers, and all that stuff, bisexual people. But a year into the pandemic, America's lesbian bars are barely hanging on. There's only a few left. And this is something that someone sent to me, and, you know, one asked me, could I please mention this on the air tonight? So I said, okay. I will. But anyway, right now, you can basically count the number of lesbian bars that are around in 2021. So from 2020 to now, so many of them have closed. And it's, you know, I don't want to say it's sad because, you know, I'm not even going to comment on that as a matter of fact. But anyway, I don't go to lesbian bars, so to me, it's not really an issue to me. But for those of you that are in that category, you know, there are only a few left now in the state, in this country, and maybe none in this state of Philadelphia, I mean the state of Pennsylvania, but around the country, hardly none. And there's still one I know of here in Philadelphia, but, you know, a lot of people are complaining that they're closing down because they can't afford to stay open, but just like all these other businesses, applied for Paycheck Protection Program. A lot of businesses applied for it. A lot of businesses did get approved for it. So if they did not apply, hey, then what can you expect? Because if you have a business and you wanted to keep your business open, then the government did allow you to apply for a PPP. But if you didn't, then, hey, what can I say? I mean, it's only your fault that you did not apply, okay? So don't cry when you did not apply. All right. Anyway, now, let's talk about Vincent Moto. Vincent Moto, he was on the show a couple times before, and those of you that do know him, you know that Vincent is the very first person in the state of Pennsylvania to be exonerated through the use of DNA. And that's why I call him historical, the historical exoneree here in Pennsylvania, because he was the very first to be exonerated here. And today is his birthday. And it's wonderful that it falls on Easter. Now, let me tell you the significance of that. Now, today is April the 4th, the year 2021. Now, this is only the third time that Easter has fallen on April the 4th. It was once in 1915 and 2010 are the two other times, and now in 2021. So this is the third occasion that Easter has fallen on April the 4th. Now, 4 plus 4 is 8. And 8 is the number of new beginnings. The year is 21, which is the number of deliverance. And we know that Easter Sunday represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for those of you Christians out there that are listening. And we know that this is the Christian belief that Jesus rose today. So with that being said, that being Resurrection Day today, we can say that this birthday for Vincent Moto is very special, not only because it's his first birthday in 35 years without having a record hanging over his head, but it's fallen on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, in the year 21, the year of deliverance. And, hey, we can say now that, hey, happy Resurrection Day to Vincent Moto, so that he is resurrected, okay, because basically his life had been on a standstill for the past 35 years, and now it's like a breath of fresh air for him. So it's like he has been revived, and restoration is now here. And I want to be the first to say a very, very, very happy birthday to Vincent Moto today. And he's had quite a few surprises today and everything. So Vincent will be joining in on the call so that you all can wish him happy birthday and everything. So, all right. Now, we are looking at a man that was wrongfully incarcerated for 10 and a half years. His record was not expunged at all until this year. And that is so, so crazy. And we're going to bring him on now. And to wish him a happy birthday. All right, so we're going to bring on Vincent Moto, my special birthday honoree tonight. We're going to bring him on the air live. Hello, Vincent Moto. How are you today?
Hello, Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Yep, I can hear you.
Great. Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks for having
happy
me on
birthday.
The show, Lena. Again, it's great to be on the show again. It's great to be alive. And I thank you again. I'm not doing much today. I just mostly relaxed. I went and visited a couple friends, and then my daughter came all the way from North Carolina and surprised me, her, my grandson, and her fiance. And that was like the best gift I could have. And I'm just like relaxing and laying back and enjoying life.
All right, that's good. Now this your birthday today is a significant birthday because it is the first birthday in 35 years that you have not had a record over your head. Now, what kind of significance is that for you? Does it like feel like different? How do you feel about that?
It's kind of hard. I'm actually in transit and I'm trying. You're going in and out, so let me see if I can get this connected again over the satellite distribution.
Okay.
I can hear you much better.
Yeah, I can tell that you. Yeah, it sounds like you have
difficult.
Your mask,
let me see.
Too. You have a mask on your phone now.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. No, we can hear you loud and clear. Just go ahead and talk.
Yes. So, yeah, we can hear you, Vincent. Vincent?
All right, we're connected now. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, well, we can hear you fine. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We can hear you. I don't know if you can hear us, but we can hear you loud and clear, Vincent.
I can't actually hear you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Do me a favor. We'll allow him to call back in. And, of course, no, we can hear him loud and clear, and there's no interference on our line. So, Chinchilla, until he calls back in, keep on doing what you do.
All right. Okay. So, Vincent, we'll wait for you to call back in because we can hear you loud and clear. All right. So, as I was saying, Vincent, his record was just expunged in February. And this is his first birthday to celebrate without having a record. And there are so many men and women out there today that have been wrongfully incarcerated and exonerated. Their records are not yet expunged. So it's so important to get the records expunged. And a lot of municipalities, they make it hard for these exonerated men and women for their records to be expunged. And I think it's so very wrong because immediately, once they are exonerated, their records should be immediately expunged. They should not have to pay a lawyer to get expunged for them. They should not have to go through courts and, you know, try to fight to get their record expunged. If they're exonerated, expungement should go hand in hand with the exoneration. So that's something that needs to be fixed within our government, within our systems and everything. People, if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and you would like to get in on this conversation and talk, just dial 516-453-9133. And those of you that are already listening tonight and you want to talk and say happy birthday to Vincent, or if you have any comments you would like to make and say to him, press 1, okay? You need to press 1. And then we'll know that you want to speak live on the air. So go ahead and press that 1. All right, Vincent, you're back on the air live with News Forum. And we heard you loud and clear the whole time you were talking before. So hopefully you can hear us loud and clear now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you much better now.
Okay, great.
Yes, you can hear me great, though.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
So I had, now I was asking you, since this is your first birthday without a record, since your record was expunged, this is your very first birthday in 35 years without a record hanging over your head. And I wanted to know, how does that feel? Is that, what does that feel like to have your record expunged now and your very first birthday without a record?
You know, Chinchilla, it feels strange, but then, you know, it's weird to the fact that
something like this should have never happened. So thinking like, all right, I'm 58 years old now, and they finally decide to expunge my record. What will I be using it for? Like, you know, so, I mean, the fact that, honestly, like, I don't really get into any trouble. So the only time, actually, it really disturbed me, maybe if I was trying to, you know, go for a job or, you know, start a new career or, you know, maybe just go out and try to get my own license to be able to carry a weapon to protect my family or a weapon in my home. And at these particular points in time is when it really haunts me. But besides that, it's like, you know, I really don't notice it. You know, it's not like a big issue at that point, but yet the overall point and thought of having your record expunged, it's a great thing, but it's like feeling almost like abnormal because it shouldn't be. And, you know, it's kind of weird to actually elucidate the feelings and the emotion concerning it, because it's not something that you know, you actually like a birthday or a holiday, something that you look forward to, like, this is a nightmare. This should have never happened. So the fact that my record is expunged, it's like, okay, it's great, but what do I do next? I don't know other way to explain it, you know?
Okay,
but it's
okay.
Great. Yeah, it's great. It's great not to have a record, though, you know. But like I said, I never was a person that actually got into any trouble with the law. So I never had any issues where, you know, having a record would affect me, except when I went to go out to try to get a career and start my career over after the misfortunate situation of being wrongfully incarcerated for 10 and a half years.
Wow. So basically, okay, so I understand what you're saying. So now you're 58 years old, okay, your record's expunged. You're not really interested in going out and working a 9-to-5 or anything like that now. And, you know, the
exactly.
Years that you wanted to get out there and work, you still had that record hanging over your head, which hindered your employment opportunities. And, you know,
exactly.
And now, yes, okay.
Right.
So I feel
like,
you on that. I feel you on that.
Yeah. 35 years ago, so I'd be jumping to the ceiling. All right, great, let me get out here, you know, and do what I have to do. Like, you know, at 58, I'm thinking more or less, all right, it's time to retire. It's time to establish it. Has been established, you know, so. Thinking about trying to run out and get a job is the last thing on my mind.
Right.
And then with COVID out, and then you got COVID out here too, so. Yeah, so,
right.
I mean, it's really a great thing, though, to know now that my record is expunged. You know, people walk up to you, like I said, especially during employment or when, you know, ever, you know, someone does any research on you. And to have something like that, felonies and rape, robbery, individual sexual intercourse and this and that on your record, you know, it's not really cool, you know. So
right.
Knowing that that's not there anymore, when people do check my record for whatever particular reason it may be, it is a big relief, you know.
Right, right. All right, we have a call. Let's take a caller right now. And stay right here, Vincent. All right, we're going to take a caller now. Okay, caller, you're on the air live with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Chinchilla. This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach. I wanted to say happy birthday to your guest. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Again, this is my second time hearing you, and again, I mean, I can't apologize enough for what you went through. I hate that you went through it. but I know that you going through it was not in vain.
Absolutely.
And I know you probably tired of hearing it. I know you probably tired of hearing it. But
never.
Today I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged and know that there's people out here that they're pulling off of your inspiration and what you have overcame. So keep fighting.
Well, I thank you very much. Can she hear me, Chinchilla?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm still here.
Okay, yes. I thank you very much for that inspiration. And it's not in vain. Every time I hear the fact that somebody just got out of prison because of an expungement or wrongful incarceration, I feel like that every day, every minute, every second was worth it, because I had the opportunity to meet a few people, a lot of people that I actually was part in helping to get them out. And one guy came up to us, and he 53 years, he was locked up. And I was saying to myself, wow, he went to jail. I was 5 years old. Like, I can't even fathom the fact how someone can be locked up for 53 years of their life and, you know, still maintain, still have some of their sanity, and still were able to put a smile on their face and still function under those harsh conditions and psychological conditions that this person has been under. And I knew then when I met this person that everything I did had a purpose and a reason, you know? So everything I've been through, and all the suffering my family been through, the suffering my mom been through, my children, all the money that my mother spent, my mother and father, over $160,000 on lawyer fees trying to get me out of prison for a crime I didn't commit. And to know that it was able to help other people, to me, that's just a blessing alone, you know, because we live in this world every day. Every day we wake up, every day we do on something, you know, whether it's going to work, whether it's taking care of our children. And does anyone ever take the time to sit back and say, well, what did I actually do to help others? Or what did I do to make this a better world? Or what did I do, you know, to make a difference? And when I wake up and I think of what I've been through, and now that I appreciate life from a different perspective, just waking up in the morning and being home with my family and waking up not behind the prison bars, it gives me a greater appreciation of life. Sometimes we need a reality check to let people know the reality that truly exists. And one of them is that we forget how special our time and how our loved ones and our freedom is until it's taken away from us. And then we get this greater significance of what our lives should be based upon. And sometimes we don't get that reality because we're too busy trying to live, trying to pay bills, trying to survive, and we don't get that minute to just sit still for a second. And for 10 and a half years, I actually sat still in, you know, locked up in this prison, and it gave me a chance to think. It gave me a chance to evaluate my own life, to evaluate my own personal objectives and motives, and to observe myself and find a place in this world that I can find a comfort zone within myself and feel like that my life has significance, and not just for me and my family, but for the whole world as a humanitarian, for the whole world, for everyone, not just for the individual, not just for the esoteric, not just for those people, but for everyone, rich, poor, on crack, on drugs, homeless, everyone. And this is the way, as human beings, we must learn to remember. That's what God is all about. God is love. God is understanding. God is everything good. He gives us bad so that we can stay, as Muslims say, on our Sirata Mustaqim, means straight and narrow path. So with this, he shows us what's good and what's bad. If I didn't know what pain was, how would I ever know what pleasure was? And now, I truly know what pleasure and living life is all about, and I don't even have to have a dollar in my pocket to do so.
Wow.
I know when I wake up in the morning and I see a person walking the street, and I say to them, good morning, how are you? I try to make them laugh. I try to make them smile, because it's so much hate and pain and suffering in this world. Just alone to make someone smile is the greatest blessing on the planet. It does not hurt to nod your head with a smile or speak to someone just because you're different. Even if you don't speak the same language, a smile and a nod shows your intentions are. You can meet somebody you don't even know. You smile and nod your head, they will smile and nod their head back in respect for one another. That don't mean you got to stop. That don't mean you got to do anything. Just speaking to one another. We are all human beings. What is wrong with the world today? Everyone has their own agenda. God didn't give everyone their own agenda. We are all as one. We need to unify, work together, come together. That's what make a rainbow. What if the color blue said, well, today I don't want to be in a rainbow. I got an attitude, or the color pink, or the color purple. What happened to the rainbow? So we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose, we all have a job, and we all have a responsibility. I didn't come in this world with a manual. I had to learn, just like my mama and my brothers and sisters and everyone else. And we need to take that manual that we build, which is supposed to be considered the Bible, because the Bible is a way of life. So we all have our own Bibles. But we need to practice. We need to practice more of being better people. Just because you're a good person don't mean, okay, well, I don't have to practice no more of being a better person because I'm already a good person. No, you get better by practicing anything you do, and you also can get better at doing something wrong. And a lot of people are getting better at being racist and getting not caring and a lot of other things that take place in this world. And we have to reevaluate ourselves and understand that God gave us this blessing, this planet. He gave it to everyone, not just a few. He gave it to everyone. He may have gave us individual gifts and blessings, and that's what we share with each other. And we bestow these blessings upon one another so we can bless one another. But some people use it to manipulate, to keep down, to oppress. And these is where the powers of going wrong with our high echelon of protocol that runs this country. You know, it's falling apart, you know, and it's sad. Wow. But I'm not going to, I just wanted to share that with you, but my life is totally different. I do suffer from a lot of stuff. I suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, little things. It took me a minute to get used to dealing with females again, especially if they get emotionally angry because I don't want to go through any more changes. So it's hard to find a good relationship and a stable one because this person has to understand that at this point in time, I'm kind of fragile. And what I mean by I'm fragile is that I've been damaged by a situation. That don't mean that I can't heal. You understand what I'm saying? It just means that you're not dealing with the average normal guy. So, you know,
right.
If you say to him, listen, you and him go through some changes. Yeah, well, I'm going to call the cops. I'm tired of this. Hey, I prefer that you just go. I don't want to argue with you. I don't need no cops in my life. I don't need that. So with me, something that might be minute might be significant to me, which to someone else, it may be just a small situation. But once you understand what I've been through, then it makes things different. And then you can actually get to endure my blessings because you'll see that from then and now as far as how I live, you know. And my mom and my parents always, they always tried to instill right and wrong in me and try to teach me what they considered was right and wrong. And the only thing they knew is what they were taught. And the only thing they knew is what their parents were taught. And it's like a pass down through generation after generation. This is why something has to change now, because things have changed. And for things to remain the same, they must change. And that's the key. The reason why things are the same is because they're changing. Winter, summer, fall, spring. If they didn't change, then everything would be conclusive and it'll be an end, just like human life. We're not no end. We're constantly evolving. We're actually perpetual. You know, we're an endless entity. Mm-hmm. And as long as God gave us an X chromosome and a Y chromosome, a female and a male, then we can keep populating. We can keep producing. And this is our blessings. And this is where the gifts at. But each one, teach one, is so important at a young age. A lot of this stuff starts young because no one is teaching the children anything today. They're being taught by an automated system, by computers and all this junk that they see on the internet. It used to be different in the world when I was growing up. We did more physical stuff as far as together with our families. We played like Monopoly, bingo, cards, the game of life, things, all kinds of games that you played as a family. PlayStation and Xboxes are more individualized, where the kids are playing by themselves now. They're enjoying themselves by themselves, and that makes them non-sociable. So when they get together, they don't know how to communicate, so they're having a bunch of problems and issues. The parents need to reevaluate what our children are doing and teach them differently. Teach them the right way.
Now,
teach them
Vincent,
the right things to do.
Yeah. So, Vincent, thank you for all of that that you're saying, and it's all just so profound, the things that you're saying right now, very profound. I do want to, though, get some more callers because there are people waiting to say happy birthday to you, okay? So,
well, absolutely. I get to talking.
Yeah, because people,
I can talk.
They've been
you
on
already
waiting.
Know that.
Yeah,
right.
And we know that you can talk. And Angela, thank you so much for calling in tonight to wish us.
And thank you,
birthday.
Angela. Thank you very much, Angela. God bless you, and you stay safe.
All right. Caller, you're on the air live with News Forum. This is Chinchilla. How are you tonight? Caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just want to say happy birthday to you, Vincent. And I tell you, just listening to you, it was just so touching. And I just thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. It was really awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
And is this Dr. Ayaz? Is this Dr. Ayaz?
Yes. It is Dr. Ayan. Yes.
Okay. Thought I recognize your voice.
Well, good evening, Dr. Ayan, and I thank you for calling in. I thank you for the birthday wishes, and I thank you for all the positive things that you have said. And it's great being able to be here and to be able to talk to people, you know. It's always great to be able to talk with people and to share my experience, and hopefully that it will, somewhere down the line, it may help someone else, whether it's stopping them from being in the situation I'm in or going through the situation that I had experienced or anything. Just long as it's helpful, that's a great thing. And again, I'd like to say thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ayan.
Okay, we're going to
go to the next caller.
You're
live on the air with
News Forum. Hold on a second. First of all, I want to make sure that the line is clear. And I think that our special guest is either on a speakerphone or whatever, and it's coming in the echo. It's his line. So we'll make sure that we get that clear, straight in front. You know what I mean? Even take yourself off speaker. And make sure that we get this line clear tonight, okay? So, of course, Vincent?
Yes. I'm actually in transit. Okay. That's why I have to have the phone on.
I can tell that. So we're going to clear your line right now and bring on the next caller at this time. And we want to thank all the people that, you know, support us on a constant basis. Caller, you're on the line right now with News Forum, Richard Gillivet.
Hi, good evening, Chinchilla, Vincent, it's Karen Brookins. How are you this evening? Hey, Karen. I just wanted to say, Vincent, happy birthday. I just want you to know that when I met you a few years back at our first ITCHI meeting in Harrisburg, I really was drawn to your intelligence. But more importantly, I was drawn to the fact of how well you explained and taught and, you know, were able and willing to help so many others who are in the situation as yourself. You know, when someone's life is on the line, something as fundamental as DNA tests and the basis of a DNA should not have been denied ever, should never be denied. And you know, understanding that you lost so many years of your life because of this, I just want to say today is your day. I take my hat off to you. John and I both are thankful to have you in our corner and Chinchilla, and we thank you this evening for all that you bring forth.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Karen. I think something happened with Vince's phone again. But thanks. He can hear you. I guess he can hear you, but something's going on with his line again. That's the second time his line has been acting up. But thank you so much for calling in, taking time out to call in, Karen. I'm sure he appreciates that, and I'm sure he heard you. But now some phone is going crazy where I guess he can't talk right now. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How may I help you? But caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Well, first of all, happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter, everybody on the say. This is that boy, better known as Will of God, alias a.k.a. DJ Chill. And happy birthday, Vince Moto, better known as Matic Man. I don't know why you ain't ever say Matic Man.
That's only with the studio and on Mic Test TV.
I'm listening to y'all, right? I wish he was on the phone so I could talk to him. But, you know, yo, man, if you can't make your phone work, hang up. Call right back. You know what I'm talking about? It always works twice. Shoot. But see, y'all don't understand. These two individuals, Princess Chinchilla and Matic Man, better known as Vince Moto, they know each other. They do something called mic test, but that's something else we're going to talk about in the future. But when I was listening to him conversate, and he said he's an Aries, which I didn't know, because I'm an Aries, but I'm a March Aries. He's an April Aries. I guess it's kind of different. I don't know, but I don't care what sign you is. Long as you live and you love God, I can say amen. But I was listening to him, right? A lot of people don't know his real story of who he really is. Like, they don't know his musical industry, like where he came from and what he did for so many different people in the musical styles of life. They only got a bits and pieces of him. And since he's not on the phone, I don't know if you can explain it to everybody later, but just listening, y'all, and the stuff he said, like, you know, he had to make sure because of the post-matic, you know, whatever, about women. Now, women can, you know, make you change your mind and do some strange things. But, yo, man, I'm going to tell you right now, the women is becoming decreased because it's not women no more like it was. I noticed there's no more women like it was back in the day when they brought up, how you say it, a country woman. They make some biscuits and, you know, love your man. Now the woman is like, yo, man, you better get out of my face. And you're like, wait a minute, what happened? I thought the man boys would be, you know what I mean? Y'all women is like, women's lib. We're going to do this in America. Get out. Bye. See you later. Don't come back. And we're like, wait a minute. I was supposed to support you and make you happy. But everything is changing. So I hear what he's saying, but don't give up on hope. We got to keep hope alive. Now, Chinchilla, I love how you're doing what you're doing, what you do, and how you're doing it, because you killed the game right now. I don't know how you're doing it, but you still killed the game. But y'all can check me out. I'll be on Two Thero. That's the name of my show. On Friday, the fourth Friday of the month. I don't know if it's this Friday coming up. And my show is going to be called Dumb Stuff in America Part 2. And I'm celebrating my birthday, after party. And anybody else that want to celebrate, we can celebrate at the same time. But on this show, I want everybody to speak fluently. Don't hold back nothing. Just talk about the dumb stuff that happens in America. Maybe we could change the world. Other than that, I'm going to fall back and listen to what I got to say, because the other people are going to speak, because I want to hear what they got to say, because this is some good stuff tonight. God darn it! Happy Easter!
Okay, Chinchilla, you there? Okay. I'm going to change this line right
now.
I'm sorry, I
had muted myself.
Yeah, I can see that.
I muted myself. I was talking.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right,
okay, caller. We're on the next caller, call number four. Yeah, Chinchilla, Janicia, the Thought and the Spirit on News Forum, right here at ONE.
All right, caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi, Chinchilla, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing great. Hi, Vincent, how are you? Vincent, it was great listening to your story tonight and finding out that your record has been expunged. That was awesome. Congratulations on that. And I wanted to wish you a happy, me and your kids wanted to wish you a happy birthday. This is Shelly.
Can you hear me?
That's so sweet, Shelly. Are you on there now, Vincent?
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I guess I'm on there now.
Hi, Vincent.
Hello,
this Shelly.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for all the positive.
Congratulations with the expungement, your record.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a long, tedious road, but we made it. 34 years, and finally we got the record expunged. And hopefully no one else on the planet ever has to go through that like I went through 35 years. So,
yeah,
it is a great thing.
Wow.
And it definitely, you know, as I was asked earlier how I felt, I feel good, but it doesn't really take an effect unless it's being used in a significant way at times, like I was saying earlier. Like if I was going to give me a career, yeah, I was thinking about going to the, I'm going to be honest, and you know, get my license to carry. So, I mean, I couldn't get them in all those years, and I like to do things legitimate, and I think that would be a good thing. You know, although
okay.
I'm not really a gun person, I'm not really a person that once I don't want to carry a gun, I don't really need to carry a gun because I feel as though I'm confident enough to be able to handle a situation without having to have a weapon. And, but, you know,
like if I have to go a distance or I have my family with me and, you know, just to be safe, I think that under these circumstances and conditions, it would be a great thing. But besides that, you know, everything is basically still around the same. But I do appreciate you calling. And you could tell, I believe it's Jading and Lele that I said hi.
Okay. I'll let them know because you called, you texted me.
Thank you so much for calling in, Shelly. Thank you so much for calling. All right. And taking time out your day to call in tonight. All right, we're going to go to the next caller now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine.
This is Terry Strength. I'm really enjoying the show. I want to say happy Easter to everybody, and congratulations, Mr. Vincent, on his expungement. What a show of inspiration. And I just want to say something for you, Miss Jonesia. I want to congratulate you, News Forum anchor, Chintilla Jonesia, on her O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with her 17th all-time and second consecutive. Somebody.
All right.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Yes, somebody in all-time. And you, you are obviously an inspiration. To have the attitude that you've had, that you have based on what you've gone through, is an inspiration. I know I'm inspired from listening to your story, and I'm sure you're out inspiring a lot of people. I mean, it just shows the changes that we need to have in our government. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that there are too many people that are in that situation, and it's gotten out of hand. So I want to congratulate you on your expungement. It's probably too many years too late, but your attitude is outstanding, and you now have a platform to help to inspire others, and hopefully it can be used to help bring about changes with these laws. So I just want to thank you for that, sir.
Yes, yes. I don't think we can hear you, Vincent. All right, so.
All right, I don't know if we can hear Chinchilla right now. Chinchilla, you there?
I don't think that we can hear Vincent. Vincent is talking, but we cannot hear him.
I understand that, but Vincent right now, his line is going in and out. And that's why we had problems tonight. And he, whatever is going on, we got to fix that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was driving.
Yes.
We're going to do this. We're going to do it in Gozy time and then our final thoughts. First of all, an outstanding show from Jajilla J. Vincent Modo is a person that should be looked upon as a role model because he went through something in his life. You know, an innocent man going to prison is a travesty. It's a problem in our country. And someone else is a Vincent Moto tonight, you know, trying to get out, you know, having that support system that allows you to be able to breathe air outside a prison wall. We really appreciate, you know, the birthday. Young man, at 58 years young, being able to, you know, to help people and change people tonight. It is a wonderful thing tonight right here on News Forum. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with Retro Mizzy and Will Holmes, Big Will, and, of course, Retro Land. Tomorrow night is going to be, think about this one, Ja Rule versus 50 Cent tomorrow night, right here, hip-hop at its finest. Retro Land, right here on these stations, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. And, of course, Bevan Nation's advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli, and Goes Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on that, bevnet.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli and Malibu and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, News Forum, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Olaydaylay, that in ghostsbutmine@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, when Ghosty, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, congratulations to Chinchilla Jonesia on her 17th only syndicated station on-time connection record and second consecutive at this time. Young lady, you have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right. I would like to, first of all, again, wish Vincent Mode a very happy birthday and thank everyone that called in tonight. And I apologize for not getting to all the other callers, but our time is up. So those of you that did not get a chance to come live on the air and say happy birthday to Vincent, feel free to go over to Mike Test, that's MICTEST Entertainment TV's Facebook page, or either my Facebook page, Chinchilla Jonesia, and put those happy birthday wishes on his photo. And he'll see all of that stuff. So thank you so much for giving him those birthday wishes today. Now, next Sunday, we will be back with Hidden Agendas, talking about corruption and all that good stuff within our criminal justice system. And it's going to be an awesome show with some awesome guests. So you definitely don't want to miss that next Sunday at 9:30 right here on News Forum. You can reach me at, after the show, anytime after the show, you can reach me at 407-272-7616. Again, that's 407-272-7616. If you have a loved one that's wrongfully incarcerated or if you have an issue that you think is worthy of being on News Forum, give me a call, tell me about it, and I'll see what I think and may get you on the show as a guest. I like controversial subjects. So if you have a controversial issue or topic, let me know. Follow me on Instagram, Princess Chinchilla with one L, PRINCESSCHINCHILA. That is my Instagram page, and like and follow me on Facebook as well. And that's all for tonight, folks, and again, as always, I didn't get to tell you all, but anyway, those of you that want to try alternatives to medicines instead of using those man-made chemically induced drugs that you take, if you want to do it naturally in God's way, just give me a call, 407-272-7616, and I will get you on the road to optimum health the natural way, doing it God's way and not man's way. I am a naturopathic doctor, a natural health professional, and I am also a reflexologist and iridologist and certified natural health professional, holistic health practitioner. So you can give me a call, and I got something for everything, anything that that's ailing you, even stuff for your brain. I got all that stuff for you, okay? So until next week, this is your girl, Chinchilla J. Have a productive week on purpose. Be blessed, and enjoy your 58th birthday, Vincent Moto. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vincent. Happy birthday to you. And that's all, folks. This is your girl, Chinchilla. I'm out. Peace.